He grabs it.
Go.
Champion, I'm Billy the Fridge. I throw the eating beast and I'm building a bridge like Sarah Palin, and it goes to nowhere. You sucker MCs hit the road and go there. I don't care about your faulty artillery. A 9mm bowl is not killing me. So if you're feeling me, jump on the bandwagon. My hand cannon smashes dungeons and dragons. Blow fire, highest proof at the liquor store. Ric Flair, I'll slap you in the figure four. Woo! With a chop to your chest. And you can catch me at the top of the West. I can arrest. My life is a battle royal. I'm the undisputed doing dirt on Seattle soil. Yes, sir, a real heavyweight wrestler. Slamming bums, banging funds off a yes, sir. I'm the best sir ever was or ever will be. Really, you ain't fucking with Billy. Kill me, I'm coming back from the dead. Walking with the hatchet in the back of my head. Asking for red. I go retarded like Corky and Nectar. Check your forest for my 40. Y'all bore me. My story is epic. Y'all story just belongs in the septic. Jiggle the handle and flush you turds. Blow out the candle and hush your words. Crush your verbs and twist your patterns. Y'all some herbs and your shit don't matter. If they say you're hobby rap, then you're probably that. So keep on pushing at the corner by the laundromat. You're awfully whack. So go and whack off. You don't want it with Billy, so homie, back off. Everybody wants to step to the kingpin. Even Mike Phenom wasn't able to see him. Y'all thinking you can bring it, keep trying. The four horsemen styling and profiling. Catch me in a bathrobe and a new sweater. Billy the Fridge, a.k.a. Huge Hefner. And that's a 40-bar dash. So break out the kids and have a goddamn beer bash. And that's the bottom line. Because Billy the Fridge said so!
Hey, this is Anthony from Game Music for All.
And this is Mr. B from B-Type, I guess.
And this is Chibima, also from Game Music for All.
And we are Letters versus Numbers. We're back. Hopefully we'll actually be able to maintain a period of regularly podcasting. That would
No more tech problems or anything like that. No more computer failness from Britain or anything.
Well, I actually got like a shiny new headset today just so I could podcast on that piece of shit computer, but then I got my laptop back today as well.
So was it like a waste of money or no? No, you're still happy that you got a nice...
I don't know. Does it sound better? I guess the listeners will be the judge.
I think it does. There's no more weird like... what's the word I'm looking
Random
for?
Random crackles?
Crackles, wind... Sounds like there's, like, wind blowing in the background when we were listening to you before, so...
That was because I often podcast outside, under the stars.
Well, if Ma would have checked the news, she would have been... She would have known there was a big tornado going through the last time we recorded.
It could be, like, blizzarding out or whatever, and he's like, nope, I'm still going to podcast outside.
Come wind, rain, or snow. I'm a postman of podcasting.
You can hear the lightning in the background.
That happens anyway. Like, once we say, like, go to podcast, like, gods make themselves known. They say, I am here and I am listening. And I'm not going to wait until it's on the RSS feed because I'm a fucking god. That's how they do. That's how they roll.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. But, yeah.
Yeah, read your Norse mythology. It's all in there.
There's a whole chapter dedicated to us. They knew that you were going to join the podcast, Ma, before we did.
Oh, shit. For real?
Those Viking gods have their shit on lock. They know what's going on.
God, I gotta look into that then. I'm gonna totally read that and be like, yeah, man.
No, because you don't want to do that, because then you'll find out what happens to you.
Oh, shit, you're right. Or even worse, what if I can't go to my trip next week? Oh, God, the thought.
Oh, you're hinting at things that we're doing next week, and we can talk about that for a long time, but just before we do, I want to talk about the first track real quick.
Oh, yes.
Well, not too quick. Right. You know, I want to give it enough time to pay it respect and stuff. Anyway, that first track was The Wrestler by Billy the Fridge off of his album that you can download for free from Rhyme Torrents and probably other places as well, called Billy the Fridge's Million Dollar Fantasy Freak Show. Except it's not $1 million because it's free. Unless it's like an IOU. Maybe there's like an attachment with the file that I haven't read or something.
It's like in very small print. You don't even realize it's there.
Shit, it's just like whispered in the background of one song. It's like, you owe me a fuck ton of money.
He doesn't even like specify how much money.
Well, he does. It's right on the title.
Oh, yeah, true.
Way to pay attention.
Don't tisk at me. I thought it meant, like, everybody, like, have to, like, give a certain amount, then all that would equal $1 million.
You know, so what you're saying is if 1 million people download it, they all give him $1?
That could work. Or more realistic would be, like, if 500,000 people downloaded it and gave him $2. Or we could double it down like that. Like, 225,000 people.
Are you saying there's not
going
to be 1 million listeners to Billy the Fridge?
I don't think there's 1 million listeners for a lot of people. This nerd game be saturated, yo. We're hemorrhaging fans to each other.
Indeed.
How many listeners do we got? What's like, one...
Last time I checked, I think it...
of 1 million?
Last time I checked, it was 78, and then, like, I checked about half an hour later, and it was 89.
Holy
so
crap.
I'm not sure how reliable that thing is.
Just bouncing around. I thought it used to be higher than that.
We hit 100,
like,
and then we went on hiatus again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We did that episode everyone complained about.
And we got our own domain name, too. We're lettersversusnumbers.net.
Hell yeah, we are. That's legitimacy. You can't put a price on legitimacy. Oh, you can. It's like a couple
of
bucks a year.
It's about $10 a year.
Yeah.
Speaking of, need to still read tweets. And Gino says that we got a couple already.
Sweet.
Yep, but I don't have Twitter open, so someone else will have to.
Well, open up T-World and read them, yo.
Well, Mom,
so now you
think
T-World,
I think you should be in charge of tweets. I think that should be like your domain. I'm divvying out responsibility. Now that you're getting older, you need to, you know.
Now that I'm getting older, you're making it sound like I just like had a birthday or something.
It's, well, how many podcasts have you done with us now? Let's say 10. It's probably about 10.
Let's say 10.
I think it's about time we lend you the keys to the proverbial tweet car.
Yes.
but if I have to be careful, though, because you could
if
take
you
the
scratch
power.
It. Oh.
If you get a ticket.
You'd be paying for that out of your allowance. Allowance.
I gotta log in to Letters vs. Numbers on T-World.
Oh, we don't need a running commentary for that. We were doing fine talking shit while you were logging in, like being all professional and whatnot.
But now they know the sad truth.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Oh, okay. Now, Jesus. She tweeted us a lot. Okay. Hey.
Jesus did?
Wow, he's got jealous of the Norse gods, like, getting all of our attention. Jesus was like, what the fuck? You work off my calendar, you pay attention to me. And the Norse gods are like, dude, Ragnarok's a party, they want to go here. And Jesus is like, I died for your fucking sins, you cast lightning and just act like a prick all the time. And then the Norse gods are like, whoa, there's no need for that. And Jesus is like, listen, if you're going to give me a hard time, I'm going to bite back. I'm fucking Jesus. And the Norse gods are like, we don't want any trouble. We're here for a good time, having a few drinks. And then Jesus' mate, like, puts his arm around him and goes, it's not worth it, mate. Just, Back away. Not worth it.
I just imagine Jesus, like, drinks. What drinks? And then, like, everything's water.
Anywho.
Yes.
We're equal, speaking of Twitter, opportunity here. We have to insult all religions.
Our dear friend Sangria has tweeted multiple times. First one. What do you think your spirit animal is? No, Ma, it cannot be a Moogle, for those aren't really animals in the real world. Less than three. You know,
yeah, but I bet if you said, like, an animal from World of Warcraft, Sangria would be totally fine with that.
What animal would I be from World of Warcraft? Oh god, now you're getting me thinking.
I only know Murlocs.
Yeah, I'm thinking Murlocs too, but I gotta think. I don't remember the names. I haven't played in a long time. I gotta get back into that. But you know what? I'm still gonna say Moogle. Because guess what? They are real animals. Because I'm here. And I exist in the real world. So, ha.
My spirit animal would be Knuckles the Echidna. Because, like, he's a total badass, and sometimes he gets manipulated, and people might tease him a little bit, but at the end of the day, he can fucking glide. So I think you can see the correlation.
Huh, we're talking about, like, your actual spirit animal, not something that you dream.
Oh, so you can have a Moogle and I can't have Knuckles the Echidna.
No.
You're like, my spirit animal is a Moogle because when people get near me, they can save. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
You're banned from this question now. What's your spirit animal, Gino? Wait,
I've
I think your spirit animal would be a sea lion. I don't know why.
Well, I do like playing with, like honking horns and stuff.
That
that's,
is a lot
that's
of fun.
What I do in my spare time. Bark at
you
people.
Know who Gino would be? I don't know if you guys no. seen this, but have you guys seen those, like, ridiculous PSP commercials?
What, those little dust balls?
Yes. that is totally Gino right there.
You dust just saying that because they speak in a Mexican accent?
Nah, man. I'm watching carpet.
I never got those commercials.
I love those commercials. The dust ball one's my favorite, next to the Pussy Willow one.
It's really weird, right? Because the PlayStation came out, and it wasn't as powerful as the other consoles out at the time, but Sony won because, like, they advertised it better and they appealed to the right people, right? Is that fair to say? The PlayStation
yeah.
won, like, won because of advertising, more because of the console itself?
And also better games, but anywho, continue.
Well, yeah. Well, that's fair enough, right? And then,
but, like, at launch, when they didn't have any game.
I can see where you're going. Are you saying that Sony isn't successful now? Because
no, what I'm... No, Sony are very successful now, and I'm not going to get into that argument. Indeed, all three of the players in the console market are doing a good job of making it varied. There's competition. They're all strong. Everyone's happy. But...
Whoa.
Yeah, especially Gino. But, like, Sony's adverts now are shit.
I disagree.
Really?
I'm going to
yes.
have to take Mr. B's side on this one.
No.
Like, I want a PS3. Like, I'm all on board. The games look great and stuff.
Okay,
but
the
advertising is not winning me over.
I haven't seen the PS3 advertisements lately. I'm not going to lie. But when they started out, I have to agree, they were a little weird. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen this one, but there was that one with, like, the doll or whatever, and it's, like, in an empty room.
The duck's head on it or something?
And it, like, moves.
Dude, you don't get fucking Lynch to advertise your console.
I know. I think I know what they were going for. Like, they were trying to say how powerful it was, and they wanted to be unique, but they kind of just came off as a little morbid and creepy. Like
when you have to, after the commercial plays, if you have to, like, look up their press release on what they meant by the commercial, that's kind of a fail right there,
well,
I think.
I guess, but it's just, I don't know.
Equivalent of explaining a joke.
But here's the thing, though. I don't think that's fail, because you're going online to look it up. Like, you're putting in energy to actually look up about Sony. So.
But I didn't actually do that. I'm saying you would have to.
You would have to. I know. Cared. But that's the thing, though. To them, that's probably
No, but people don't, is what Gino's saying.
Oh, yeah.
They just think, that's stupid.
Stupid. Don't do anything about it. But,
like, I think people that bought the PS3, like, are people that already knew that they wanted a PS3, and like, I don't think the advertising really convinced,
no,
you know, like the layperson that just sits there watching TV, you know,
no,
like, I don't think that would convince a regular person.
When the PS3 first came out, there was a lot of things that were going against it at the time, like,
true,
a lot of,
like, everything
shit that went against it. Well, it was like, yeah, shitty advertisement, bad timing to release it, no games. Fucking cost a ton, but, you know, like,
it was a lot like the original Xbox when
was,
that first came out.
But, like, the thing about the PS3, as, like, time went on, more and more games came out for it, and the games were, like, really good. Like, I'm not saying, like, the games for any other console is bad, but, like, to me, the games that are for the PS3 are not just, like, mediocre good. They're, like, really, really good. Like, there are not that many for the PS3, man. There's getting more and more, but all of them seem to be really, really good games. Also, I have never heard of any, like, real hardware problems with the PS3 as well.
That's true.
Like, you always hear stuff going wrong with, like, the 360 and sometimes the Wii and whatnot, but with the PS3, it's like, I'm not saying there's not any, but you don't really hear about it. People don't really, like, bitch and complain about, oh, my PS3, you know, it just, and, like, but no, you never hear any of that.
I think...
I haven't heard any complaints for the Wii or the PS3. I've heard a lot for the DS.
I've heard some for the Wii.
But...
Meh. Anyway.
Anyway.
I agree, but, like, I still maintain that their ads suck.
Their ads.
What was the next tweet?
The next tweet. Okay, we got three more coming here. Okay. Number two, can any of you do the Charlie Brown dance? If so, commence the jigging, y'all.
Who was that from?
Sangria.
Well, how is that going to work on a podcast? Yes, I'm doing it right
know.
Now.
Wait. I'm really stupid here. Charlie Brown dance. Now, when they were dancing and stuff, I didn't really pay attention to Charlie Brown. I just paid attention to Snoopy. That's the same dance.
Hmm.
The one where...
Well, I just remember on the Christmas special where they all danced.
The one where, like, Snoopy's, like, you know, he's, like, looking up in the air, and he's got his nose in the air, and he's, like, bringing his feet up and down, and, like, the woodpecker dude is, like, joining in with him. That's, like, the only dance
that
I recognize.
Didn't Charlie Brown, like, kind of shoegaze a little bit? Like, look at his feet and
kick them out, sort of? Yeah, I guess, kind of. I didn't really pay attention to Charlie Brown dance. I just paid attention to Snoopy because Snoopy was, like, my hero when I was a kid, so...
Snoopy was the animal.
Yep.
So, Charlie Brown dance, fail. What was the next one?
Okay, a third one from Sangria. Oh god, I'm gonna totally mess up this name. You guys are gonna murder me too. Person's gonna murder me.
Shit.
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
Thank you. Kylie Minogue is a goddess. Discuss.
She has an ass that you could fucking bounce pennies off of.
I just know that she was Cammy in the Street Fighter movie.
Oh,
yes.
Is that...
That's good enough for me.
I didn't know who Kylie Minogue was. I'm like,
She is also a singer or something.
She was in the Australian soap Neighbours, like in the 80s.
Okay.
And she had cancer. The kind where you have to shave your head. But she got better.
So she had chemotherapy.
She danced it off.
And the fourth and last one from Sangria. Less than three. Okay, back to WoW. Less than three.
Okay.
Have fun.
I think we should play a song.
Yes, I agree. Can we play one of my songs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Out of three of the songs I chose, two of them are, like, new releases, I guess. And the first one we're going to play is No Whistlers, an 8-bit song, Killer Tofu, which...
Oh, this song.
I'm pretty sure that, like, many of you from RT or whatnot have heard about it. So, but yeah, they sent me the finished version, and I told them that I would definitely play it, because I think the song is absolutely awesome.
I think, isn't that meant to be on that Food Court EP?
Yeah, the Food Court. When is that going to be finished, by the way? Is that, like, ever going to get
done? I don't know. Well, the guy that was running it hasn't been, like, active recently. It was Carmageddon.
Oh, okay.
And he was running it, and then he had that feud with Rob Tobias, and then he had real-life things and went away. And people keep saying that the real world, like, comes before the internet, do what you gotta do. I heartily disagree.
Oh, I got a tweet from Backwards Ricky.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
And he says... Hold on. At Chibima, I'll listen to the LVN podcast for sure, smiley face. Not for you, but for B. Face with a tongue out. Well, to hell to you,
and
too.
And once again, I go completely unreferred to.
Yep. Hey, at least, you know, he at least, like, may listen for you or not. For me, he just flat out tells me, I'm not listening for you.
But hating you at least means he thinks about you.
Yes, you can both commiserate your failures while I wallow in victory.
I thought me and Ricky were bros. We talk in the stick-em chat.
Honey, we're not doing our MGO date. I'm calling it off right now. I'm sorry. You got me. You hit a nerve. I don't know.
Backwards, Ricky. You're my boy, but you just lost out on a potential internet girlfriend. Gutted. Gutted. What's your song, Chibima?
It's the Killer Tofu.
Oh yes. Enjoy.
Killer Tofu.
I guess I picked the right track. Somewhat of a slow gain. It beats sitting at home and huffing ain't tags of propane. If you don't balance the right spice, it takes just two plates. Soy sauce and brown rice and 2 tablespoons of Rogaine. If at all health conscious, I know that you shove it into your face. And if you're feeling hostile, I'll ask what's imbalanced in the first place. Feel better with enzymes and proteins in this rat race. Otherwise, die an early death and there are masses of distaste. Express your hate of purging through irrational fears. And banging back and forth of food purging for tears. Try my recipe and prepare to dry your tears. And as an added bonus, it'll help you grow a manly beard. So before you watch a third video of Billy Mike Tybo, make sure not to trip, causing damage to your facial. Practice stretching and kicking, surely learn some kung fu. Fuckers, open up your mouth, I need some motherfucking tofu. In ancient China, most people think it's grosser than Britney's vagina. Mind ya, it's not the kind of thing you eat if you're a coal miner in South Carolina. But mind ya, I'm not eating their barbecue. If they fed me any meat, I think I'd probably sound like you. That's why I eat tofu. Obama do too, and I bet your mama do like Marmaduke. I'll even stuck out in the round too. Use a tofu, never gives my teeth pain. I'm insane for that sweet grain. It's sweet. The brain without excessive weight gain. Plain or spicy, I cook it up nicely. Hot or icy, I get twice the pricey. From a mandarin tofu, icing. Check the PayPal for the recipe. Slicing, I'm slicing. And slap chop icing. America, watch out, tofu eaters are rising. Delicious, about to come your way. It's an acquired taste, but soon becomes a mainstay. Before you know it, you'll crave this shit every day. Properly prepared, it's the most delicious treat. A substitute for all the nutrients you receive from meat. Plus, easier digestion, and it keeps you healthy too. You can prepare it fried or in a delicious Asian stew.
Like miso, hungry for tofu. Fuck you if you don't
like the fucking soy dude, I'm warning you. In China, there's only two tiers of bean curd cubes. Which one are you? Cause I'm my tofu. I'm very svelte, that's why I make all the ladies in the room's hearts melt. It's exactly why I don't got a very large belt. Eat it all up before I give a very large melt.
This is Anthony. We're back, and that was Arm Cannon with their new song, Mega Man 2 Wily, which is going to be on their album, Return of the Attack of the Legend of Pizzor, I think. I might have gotten...
Hey, this is Anthony. Why? Are we starting again?
No, I just wasn't paying attention for a second. I'm Rusty. You shouldn't stop podcasting for a month again.
Arm Cannon rocked us so hard it caused a system reboot. And Letters versus Numbers blue screened of death because of the return of the attack of the legend of whatever it was you said. Yeah.
Pizza. You know what I like about our playlist that is today? Also a slice of pizza.
We only have like one song that's difficult to pronounce.
Paiu just tweeted me.
What does Paiu have to say?
I want Chibi Ma's babies. Well, honey, I do too. We will soon, I promise.
What, you want your own babies?
Well, I guess that's good, but not unexpected.
But, yeah, I
not
want
like that. Well...
to eat occasionally. I yes. want to one day grow up and have a family. Raise them in a secure environment. Maybe my wife still has a little bit of a wild side, you know, still dyes her hair a non-natural color, like blue or purple.
Whoa, wait. You said something I didn't quite understand. You having a wife? I'm sorry, I don't really understand that.
Where are you going with this? Is this a gay joke? Is this a I am unable to attract a mate joke? You have, like, so many options now. This is like one of your choose-your-own-adventure books, where it's like... If you want to question Mr. B's sexuality, turn to page 83. If you want to comment on his poor appearance, turn to page 163. And then you turn and it says, you have died because you are Chibimar and you suck.
But yeah, Paiu, yeah, you can totally have my babies. I'm cool with that.
For a low, low price of $50.
We're slapping a price on them now?
How much do you think they're worth?
That's actually pretty high, you know, for us Asians.
Ouch.
Anywho.
It's funny because you're allowed to say it because you're sort of Asian.
Sort of.
A bit. Well, Asian-Canadian, whatever.
I'm not Canadian.
Totally Canadian. Are.
I'm Montanan.
Canadian.
I still want to say Montunyan.
Montunyan? You always pronounce things wrong. All the time. I swear. I'll be like, what do you think of this? And then you'll say it. And then I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And you're like, I'm talking about this. I'm like, oh, you mean this.
Yeah, that's what, learn to
That's
learn
what
to
comes
enunciate.
From a life of... That's what comes from a life of reading books and not interacting with people.
Chicago.
It's like a turnaround. In the realm of text, you're like a... Like a god. You know where to use periods and semicolons. You know how to spell. But when it's the world of speaking and stuff... Yeah, this isn't gonna work if I can't bring it across, really. Shit.
Hold on, I'm telling people...
I would like to bring attention to everyone who listens to the podcast, but I am sitting in the dark drinking beer by myself.
What else?
Dude, though, I'm in such a good mood today, though.
What? Tell us, please.
Well, it was sort of weird. Like, I don't know why. I just started listening to music, right? And I started, like, rocking out. And I was playing, like, bass guitar on an inflatable hammer. And, shit was bananas. I downloaded, like, a whole energy drink and then, like, chased it with a whole can of lager, and then I smoked a cigarette, and I was just a rock star in my head. Burp. Yeah.
We are so professional, you have no idea.
I don't know if you heard that, but I just beat my chest. It hurt
I'm
a little, but
this
that's
podcast
okay.
From my corner office.
Oh, that was you beating your chest. Oh, okay.
That's the noise it makes when I beat my cock, because it's, like, the chest.
Are we really taking the podcast to this level?
There's no going back.
What level? I didn't know we were taking it to any level. I thought we were just like out and beyond.
It's like taking it to the max.
It's like we just discovered a second basement in this building.
It's like in Resident Evil where you realize there's a whole like bit outside that you can go that's different from the other outside bit.
Yeah.
And you can get loads of stuff, like the crank, and that opens a whole lot more. And it's like, yeah, I've got a crank. We now have the crank. Letters versus Numbers has the square crank. Fuck you, other podcasts.
I was thinking more of, like, we found out there's an outside, so we opened the door and walked outside. And then we were like,
I can see
holy
the
shit,
outside.
It's the sun. What is this?
What is this, the sun?
The sun. This bright, big ball of fiery.
There's this bright light outside, and it's really close, and it makes everything warm.
I think I want to hug it, but I can't reach. I can't tell if it's small or far away.
Oh my god.
I tried walking towards it all day, and I never found it.
I just went in a massive circle.
It likes to twirl with my heart. And you sit there and cry.
Mm.
But, anywho.
Crocodile tea.
We also got a tweet from Error.
Yes, my boy Error.
And it says, at Al versus N, fuck yeah, Orlando bitches.
That goes perfectly into what's going on next week.
Yes, let's. Well, do you want to say what you're doing first, Ma?
I'm pretty sure if anybody who goes into Stick, or I relatively know what I'm going to say here. But
we have listeners that aren't in your immediate online social circle.
As hard as that is to believe, Ma, you're not friends with everybody.
You know, we did cultivate something of a fan base before you joined.
But anywho, yeah, next week, amazing things are going to happen. No, I won't be going to Nerdapalooza, but I will be basically meeting my idol, a man who I've, like, looked up to since I was, like, 13 years old, no joke.
Elvis Presley.
No.
Yeah, that's right, Ma is going to kill herself.
No, sorry. Carry on, honey. Did not mean to.
I am going to meet Nobu Uematsu next week.
Is that how you say that? Is that, like, definitely
Nobu
how
Uematsu?
That's said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to sing it when you say it. It's, like, in his contract.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Nobu Uematsu.
You'll be, like, reading, like, the credits now when you finish a Final Fantasy game. Be like, huh, Sakaguchi Amano, Nobu Uematsu.
My favorite name that comes up on credits regularly is the translator for Pokemon, because he's called Nob Owasagawa. His first name is Nob.
That's an awesome name.
Yes.
Nob.
Yes, it is.
You get so picked on so much for that name. Holy
crap. He gets so much pussy.
What's
your
name?
My name is Penis. Nice to meet you, Penis. Yes.
What if his last name was, like, Richards?
Nope.
Or your mom. My name is Nob your mom. You'd get punched in the face a lot, I guess.
Nob your face.
Nob has cancer.
That's pronounced Nob your Fachi.
Nob Jockey. Alright, whatever.
Anywho, but I get to meet him next week on Friday. In Seattle, it's the Final Fantasy concert called Distant Worlds. And they'll be playing various music from all the Final Fantasy games. And he's going to be there! I'm so excited! Oh my god, when I first heard that he was going to be there, I was like, oh my god, I have to go to this. like, I've dreamt of meeting this man, like, most of my life. I have to meet him. But, so, I finally got those 2 days off to finally meet him, and I'm so excited, you have no idea. Like, I'm excited, but I know that it hasn't, like, fully sunk in yet. So, it probably won't really sink in until I'm, like, outside the door, about to meet him. And then I'll probably be like, oh my god.
No, you need to force it to sink in before that, or you'll just make an utter fool out of yourself in front of your hero.
Oh, well, gee, thanks. That really makes just, me feel a whole... You know what? I'm getting, like, different, like, opinions from everyone. Some people are saying, no, let it sink in, so, you know what to say when you talk to him. And other people are like, no, you gotta wait so you're, like, all excited before you meet him. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I think those people that want you to be too overexcited when you meet him just want an embarrassing story out of you later.
They want me to come back with something interesting to say.
Because I remember when I met Tycho from Penny Arcade, I made a complete ass of myself.
What'd you do?
Which was because I was like, I met him and I was like, because you know how they don't look like their characters from like the comic, so they're kind of hard to recognize. So I went up to him and I was like, are you Tycho from Penny Arcade? And he's like, yeah, some people call me that. Because, you know, that's not his real name and all.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was like, oh my god, I read your comic every day. Well, not every day, because you only post them on certain days. But on the days that you post them, I read them. And on the other days, sometimes I go back and read the old one. And then he kind of just nodded. He's like, yeah, it's like visiting old family.
That is, wow. Good work, Gino.
Like, for a writer, like, getting to meet one of the person he respects for their writing, it was very, I was very poorly articulate.
I'm probably going to be that way anyways. Like, if I let myself get super excited now, and I go and meet him, I'm still going to be like, oh my god, I've, like, idolized you for years now, you have no idea. And then he'll probably smile at me really nicely because he won't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Well, yes. You should just, like, start making wild gestures at him. Like, just point at him, then give him a massive thumbs up.
But then she'll get nervous and accidentally, she'll, like, accidentally do, like, a stabbing knife motion.
And then, like, no, I did not mean that. But, like, sort of mess it up by, like, flailing. I don't know. Whatever you do, though, bring a camera.
Oh, yeah, duh. I'm totally gonna have someone take a picture of me with him.
In fact, are you gonna, like, do a report from there? Like, are you gonna, like, grab a laptop or something and, like, record into it real quick? Just an update of how it's going?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my laptop. I'm probably gonna record until after the concert, but... yeah, definitely.
That's fine. Well, just take a bunch of random ones and we'll slip them into our Nerdapalooza ones.
Oh, like, I should, like, record while I'm on the road.
Hell yeah.
And, like, record when we get into Seattle. And then, like, record when we're getting ready. And then, like, record right before we enter. And then maybe even, like, carry it in.
All I imagine is, like, Ma's like, hey, it's me, Ma, reporting. We're on our way to Seattle, and get the fuck off the road, you jackass!
And yet, here's somehow, like, and then, like, even though you're in a massive crash, you still manage to email it out to us, and we just get this email of this, like, MP3 of you, like, this happening, and we're like, shit. We're now in some sort of movie. How has this happened?
No,
don't do that.
They're probably going to have it and be like, oh, dude, a dead animal. Let's pull over and look at it.
Oh, look, it's a live animal. Let's kill it.
Here, kitty, 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 splat. And then you just hear a bunch of people in your car, like, high-fiving.
Actually, the friend that I'm going with would probably be like, no, we are not killing the animal. She's a lot more animal-friendly than I am.
And then we hear you slitting her throat.
Yeah, because murder before I meet my hero is totally gonna work out.
Well, it'll help you put things in perspective. You'll be like, well, on one hand, I'm really, really nervous for meeting this guy, but on the other hand, I just killed a motherfucker. I'm now a criminal on the run from the law, and that's a more pressing issue. So I can enjoy the meeting of my hero with a sense of perspective.
Help lessen the pressure.
I hope there's no one who like thinks of us like that, like with their heroes, because then they might like kill people. No, oh god, what if it's me that they kill? Like if someone goes to Nerdapalooza and they're like, oh my god, I'm gonna be MC insert name here. I gotta kill someone, or I'm gonna make a fool of myself, and then they see me, and then they'll go, he planted this thought in my head, and I have an excellent sense of irony. I'm gonna kill the crap out of him.
You kill the crap out of somebody. How do you kill the crap out of somebody?
By making them really dead.
Just stabbing
them
extra hard.
So that they know about it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, put some effort into it.
Put some, stab put some passion twist. Into your knife thrusting.
Like, use two knives. Like, get your whole body involved. It's like a workout.
Ooh, dueling.
Speaking of Nerdapalooza...
Speaking of murder.
Speaking of life-changing events. There we go, that works. Gino and I will be going for round two of Nerdapalooza. And we are going to host the shit out of that festival.
People Ma will know. Be there in Moogle form.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will be there in Moogle form. Unfortunately, not really there, but...
Well, next year. I'm more excited about Nerdapalooza 2010 anyway.
Hells yeah, Yoshi. Yeah, like,
this is old news.
I'll be there. It's going to be amazing.
Enough of Nerdapalooza 2000X. It's all about Nerdapalooza 2000XX.
Exactly.
What? I don't get it.
I'm waiting for, like, Nerdapalooza 2100. So then it can be Nerdapalooza 2 Triple X. Every act is naked. And riding.
Well, I'm sure by that time, bikes. Like, that's where society will be. So, I embrace such a future.
I don't mind. Except places that are cold. In Orlando, it would be alright.
I'm not comfortable enough with my body to be absolutely butt-ass naked.
You've got plenty of time.
Huh?
You've got plenty of time to get comfortable with your body.
Yeah, about what? 91 years?
Yeah.
I'm sure in 91 years my body would be something that people will want to see. Yeah, definitely.
Well, we'll have like, you know.
Well, like in this book I just read. I read young, a book, like, and this is a big deal to me because I don't usually read. But it was, like, by the guy who wrote, like, the Bond Supremacy things. I think it was called, like, the Sigma Code or something. And it was fucking bananas. Like, in the fourth chapter, the protagonist's, like, identical twin brother came back from the dead, told him that their dad was a Nazi, and then got shot in the head. And I was like, this is a book I can get behind.
I haven't been reading anything at all lately. I do want to read, I don't know if any of you have, like, heard of this, but there's a new game coming out called Dante Inferno.
Yes.
And there's a book that kind of gives you the background story on that game. And
there's a book of Dante's Inferno? No.
Get out of town.
Next you'll be telling me they recounted the acts of Jesus.
Well, I didn't know what the book was called, so shut your mouth. Anywho.
It's called Dante's Inferno.
No, it's
called The Divine
Comedy.
Oh, score one for the guy that actually reads shit.
God.
Shit.
Yeah. So don't talk big when you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Anywho.
I just really hope that when... After Dante's Inferno 2, or whatever it's called, comes out, that they repress The Divine Comedy with, like, a sticker that says, like, the prequel to the best-selling game.
But, yeah, I'm really excited for that game. That game looks hella awesome. I don't know. I'm excited.
Oh my god. I've just had the best idea for a video game. offer a series of video games. There needs to be a series of video games based on Shakespeare.
I would totally play that. No,
that like, can you imagine Henry V as a video game? That shit would be bad ass.
Gee, Mr. B, why don't you, you know, start it? Get to work.
Oh, dude, definitely. This is me starting it. There's someone who listens to this who works at a video game company. Like, seriously, I'm not kidding here. This is a good idea. Someone get the video game licenses to Shakespeare. No one's bought that shit.
I'm just thinking of, like, some retro game, like a 2D platformer. or like a 8-bit RPG or something.
Someone does a ROM hack of the old Prince of Persia and just calls it Romeo and Juliet.
Super Shakespeare 3D.
Yeah.
Why does Shakespeare shoot fireballs and use warp pipes?
Why is Shakespeare in the game? This ain't no autobiography.
Shakespeare can, like, have, like, guns and shit.
Oh my god. Guys, we're onto something. Fuck this podcast nonsense.
Because, like, wasn't Shakespeare kind of insane anyway?
No.
I thought he was. Well, I think he is. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, like, some of his plays are pretty messed up. And you gotta be pretty messed up.
Shakespeare had severe depression because, like, his child died or something.
Oh.
But it didn't stop him being a fucking literary badass.
I'm down with the Shakespeare game.
Word.
Alright.
That game would be amazing. But yeah,
Speaking of Shakespeare, here, I think we should play a song by Frankie Castle about a gorilla that's really good at video games. Much like that.
Speaking of
much enjoyed Shakespeare classic, The Taming of the Shrew.
Donkey Kong and Juliet.
Hell yeah. Oh man, that would work.
That should be the name of the game. Gaming of the Shrew.
That's the stupidest title I have ever heard in my life. Gaming of the Shrew.
We'll see who's laughing when one of us has $1 billion.
Do you hear me laughing? I'm not laughing. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Anthony, I will follow you to hell and back in pursuit of this goal.
What?
I'm not following.
That's how they ended up making Dante's Inferno.
Huh?
It's like, boss, no matter what game you come up with, I'll follow you to hell and back to make it. And he's like, that gives me an idea. And then they made Dante's Inferno.
Jesus. You people.
That's really funny, Gino. Good work.
I do what I can.
Oh my god.
This is an old song, Frankie Castle. That's not the name of the song, that's the name of the artist. But this is called Il Gorilla, and it has a video on YouTube. You should check it out, because they do this stupid walking dance, and it's hilarious.
Stupid walking dance.
Enjoy.
Listen up, man, I got to tell ya about the day I met the Il Gorilla. Not a bad guy, man, he's one fine fella. Wears a beanie cap, the kind with a propeller. In a black suit like the guys from Stella. From NorCal, so he uses the word hella. Mathematician and an excellent speller. Let me tell you all about the Il Gorilla. He rolls around the side streets with his homies in a Hummer. Trick out with a hybrid engine, only for lip in the summer. Yo, he picks up all the chicks up, he's at every single number. Just riding around, bumping the modern lovers. Rubber! If you wanna be exact about it, steps out of the car, all of a sudden there's a crowd around him. Step back, everybody, let the Il Gorilla through. No time to shake your hands, stop pointing at yourself in the tube. He's better than you, but he's just too modest to say it. Plays all the straight through, cause he was just too stubborn to save it. Beat Tetris 9-5 on that very first try. Beat ghosts and goblins without losing one life. I've never seen him die in a game of Counter-Strike. His stupid red clouds are cumulonimbus and stride. Doesn't carry a gun, just a switchblade knife. Fuck up nothing bananas and all who apply. Give him a quarter and he'll be up all night. Total villain supporting, cause he needs someone to fight. Drag the Pac-Man table to his home and pack kites. Elevators out of order, dragging up five flights. When things go awry, Il Gorilla stays nonchalant. Wherever he wants.
Daniela went upstairs to kiss Cinderella. She turned out to be Cruella, so we dubbed her Return to Zelda. Never looked back at his eyes on the high score. And every time he'd eat it, he'd just go out and buy more. Put $100 bills in the nearest change machine. That would hold up for a while, then when he runs out of green. Challenge is a sucker to keep a Mortal Kombat. That's $100, throw it down if you can top that. Add another note if he can beat you with a full bar. Player from getting his name because he just went too far.
Listen up, man, I got to tell you about the day I met the ill gorilla. Not a bad guy, man, he's one fine fella. Wears a beanie cap, the kind with a propeller, and a black suit like the guys from Stella. From NorCal, so he uses the word hella. Mathematician and an excellent speller. Let me tell you all about the ill gorilla. He's always dressed fly when he goes to Best Buy. Tells the geeks about how to do the job because he's a nice guy.
Guess what?
Takes all his aggressions out Smash Bros. Plus he knows how to use the pipe, that's where the hash goes. And he can match flows over 8-bit beats. He's got a bad rap over the Bad Dudes theme. Never steals games, so he's hacks a relief. But he'll play them all day, then he hears them in his dreams. He connected all his consoles together, and that was tricky. Now it's on one system, he calls the PS360. He's an engineering genius and doesn't want me to mention this.
But he can make lines disappear faster than Tetris.
That's when he's at the precipice and shows those signs are coming down. If Gorilla must insist on, he's not here to clown around. Don't get in his line of sight, attention he demands. And claims that the controller's an extension of his hands. After victory fights, everybody drinks cause he's the man.
Spends a good chunk of cheese on weekly flights to Japan,
where he challenges my Miyamoto by calling him on a scoreboard.
This is, I bet that you get BB at Mario Party Ojo.
When he shows up at the dojo like Morpheus fighting Neo, in the theater with 3D glasses like Captain Neo. It's quite a sight if you can get the tickets in to see him. It takes place every Friday night at the Nintendo Coliseum. So that's my friend, the ill gorilla, who makes him laugh at Mr. Dennis Miller. When it comes to zombies, he's the number one killer. Only rocks Adidas, never rocks Fila. If you need narcotics, well, he knows a good dealer. And that's everything I know about the ill gorilla.
Republican oligarchy, so call the Congress. Your kids, your wife, can tell them that it's time to start a new life. We'll burn down the Congress, Parliament, and DOMA. Set up a new society in Sonoma. Give what we can, take what we need, cause I think it's time for the plebs to be free. So set off the bombs, it's anarchy. I'm sick of Republican oligarchy, so call the Congress. Your kids, your wife, can tell them that it's time to start a new life. We'll burn down the Congress, Parliament, and DOMA. Set up a new society in Sonoma. Give what we can, take what we need, cause I think it's time for the plebs to be free. It's a recession, fight depression. The bills pile up as your Medicare's contesting. You're right to Vicodin, bitch, I'm a Viking. I loot and plunder like Thor throws lightning. It's exciting when I get on the mic and spit for free this nerd shit they like. The economy, front to lobotomy. Our country stuck in a fatal dichotomy. Do we prosper or do we recede? Do we cut the fields or do we sow the seeds so the next generation may grow and prosper? I do believe it's our duty to foster a future for our children, not a warfare. Get rid of the guns, spend it on welfare. This game of life, it's time to reset, cause we just fallen through our safety net. So set off the bombs, it's anarchy. I'm sick of Republican oligarchy. So call the Congress, your kids, your wife, and tell them that it's time to start a new life. We'll burn down the Congress, Parliament, and DOMA. Set up a new society in Sonoma. Give what we can, take what we need, cause I think it's time for the plebs to be free. So set off the bombs, it's anarchy. I'm sick of Republican oligarchy. So call the Congress, your kids, your wife, and tell them that it's time to start a new life. We'll burn down the Congress, Parliament, and DOMA. Set up a new society in Sonoma. Give what we can, take what we need, cause I think it's time for the bleep to be free. It's the Continental Congress, 2K9. Changes this from within, I'm sick of trying, and I'm sick of the lying these cats make. Their livelihood convincing the voters that their promises misunderstood. Government aggression, I cry for secession, and it's time for society to learn a lesson. Politics is serious business, so pay attention. If you miss your chance, you will sit in detention. And did I mention, I got a whole platoon to back me up. All I have to do is say a word and they go disrupt the fabric of society, so take up all the right, cause soon your precious system will be destroyed. And you know it's pretty bad when ninjas and pirates collaborate to bring opposition to tyrants. But we stand united or fall divided, and it happened that our priorities go inside. So set off the bombs, it's anarchy. I'm sick of Republican oligarchy, so call the Congress, your kids, your wife, and tell them that it's time to start a new life. We'll burn down the Congress, Parliament, and DOMA. Set up a new society in Sonoma. Give what we can, take what we need, cause I think it's time for the plebs to be free. So set off the bombs, it's anarchy. I'm sick of Republican oligarchy, so call the Congress, your kids, your wife, and tell them that it's time to start a new life. We'll burn down the Congress, Parliament, and DOMA. Set up a new society in Sonoma. Give what we can, take what we need, cause I think it's time for the plebs to be free.
That was a new track by Tay Reimer, a.k.a. Raisin, featuring
a.k.a. Hottest Chick in Nerdcore.
Hell yeah.
And featuring Shinobi Onibocho from Krondor Crew. And the song was called Anarchy. And yeah, I thought it was a good song. I liked it.
When I first heard this song was being made, I thought it was going to be a Penny Arcade track.
But then it turned out to be a...
a track about actual anarchy. I was thinking, yeah, she plays games and she's really, really young. She goes to conventions and has some fun or something. But it was actually a serious political commentary.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, like, when I first heard it, like, I liked it. But I was like, oh, whoa, serious track for the win, yo. Dude.
Oh, well. Tarimera, or what's he going by these days?
You know what? I'm not sure. He changed his name in Stick now, which is like...
It's T-R-Rhyme.
But I thought I thought he was always Tarimera, but his regular name is just Razlin.
Razlin. It's not Razlin.
I say Razlin. He could email us to correct me.
Should we just name him? Let's give him a name, and then everyone who, like, follows Letters versus Numbers or such... Like, we could be dickheads about it and say, like, Razlin is now called, like, just something lame. I'm not going to say it in case or anything in case it catches on. But should we just call him Rhyme?
Rhyme?
I think I have a name that no one could argue with. Because Tarimer is just too hard to say.
Yes.
I'm thinking Trime Star 1.
Yep.
I don't think that's not taken, right?
Nope.
What? Why that?
We should call him MC Rhyme-a-Lot.
That's stupid. No.
You're stupid. No.
Wait, so...
Speaking of stupidity, we got some emails. Oh, burn to the numbers. Oh. Actually...
Way to make sure no one emails us.
that's a really good link, because the title of the first email is In Defense of Numbers. Why do you guys keep doing this? Why do you just... The letters win. Right.
It's pretty obvious.
Apparently not.
Okay, shall I do this thing?
Yes.
Right. This is from Era, who I will be drinking with soon. Really soon. Fucking Nerdapalooza. Yes! Yes, Era. In defense of numbers. Point one. Weighing in on letters versus numbers. Numbers for the win. I've heard Gino say there's only 10 numbers. Aside from the fact that there are an infinite amount of numbers, and Jerko meaning to say there are only 10 digits, he's still wrong. As a numbers person, I have to point out that if you're counting in base 64, there are in fact 64 digits. 52 of these digits are all of the letters in both upper and lower case. Therefore, I put forth that letters are a subset of numbers, meaning numbers are a subset of letters, meaning numbers are super. Point B. I went back to last year's Nerdapalooza episodes, and it's making me super psyched for this year's Palooza. See you there. Except for Chibimar. Sorry. Then a sad face. That makes it sound like everyone in the world is going except Chibimar. Which is actually
Chibimar
the case.
Chibimar just has to party with Nobu Uematsu.
I can just imagine this, like, huge fucking, like, hall, and all it is like, Nobu on stage with a keyboard, like, being all, I don't know, sort of, like, not even playing the chords, just like with one finger on a keyboard, and like Chibi Mart in the middle of this empty room because she's too nervous to push to the front, but just standing there going, yay!
I just imagine in that scenario that like Nobu Uematsu has like, he's just playing like ragtime music, like he's not even playing like Final Fantasy. Like, everyone in like this big fancy like opera house is just like staring at him because he's like lost his mind.
Like
he doesn't remember any of the music. He's just like, he's just winging it.
He's like, these are numbers from my pop debut.
Until like, you know, like that cane comes from like off stage.
These are from the college days.
Like, I'm gonna try out some new material on you, and everyone's like, what?
This is from our upcoming album, Boom.
there's still some more of the email, and this is actually something I feel bad for not mentioning myself, because Project Zero's cool. Lastly, Project Zero, nice guy, talented, and recently hospitalized. That's what happens when you're nice and talented. No, that was me. Yeah. It doesn't happen. To help cover...
You gotta rough people up, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm just playing it off the cuff, you know, playing wild, doing things, making ish work. Word. None of that made any sense. I'm getting crunk. Anyway, to help cover his medical and school costs, he's selling beats at unreasonably low prices. He's also willing to do some low-cost vocal mastering and mixing. Details can be found in C-Meat's blog, on Rhyme Torrents, and some site called Gay Music for Raoul, or something. From Error. That's actually, like, the beats and stuff. Like, you can make beats, but, are you guys still there?
We're still here.
Fuck. Yeah, you can, like, you can make beats and have, like,
yawn,
a good song and stuff, but, like, you cannot put a price on good fucking mastering. Like, I know this myself, because I usually have terrible mastering. Like, seriously, take Project Zero up on this offer. Especially if, like, even just for any reason. Just do it.
I need
give
a
him
link.
Money. The link, we told, like, 1,000 links.
What?
Anyway, pay attention, because this email is mostly aimed at you, Chibi Ma.
Okay.
Take that.
Yeah. No, in a good way, though. It's not dissing you on. We're not at Neely's emails yet.
It didn't diss me. It just said I wasn't going to be there.
Okay. Oh, Ma, don't be sad.
Aww. Yeah, like in a week you're gonna be calling us like, yeah, I'm writing
BS.
A song with
you. Don't feel bad.
I'm writing a song with Nobu Uematsu. We're gonna do an album together.
Oh God, don't get those hopes up high, please don't.
He likes me so much. He changed his name to Chibi No. Anyway,
I get Nobu into rapping. There's this awesome community. It's called Rhyme Torrents. You should check it out.
It's like, oh, dude, I feel like I found my internet home. Nobody starts saying dude. Anyway, this is from VGTO Reviews, which is a cool site, by the way. Hey, guys, love the show and wanted to say thanks to Chibi Ma for having Calling to the Night piano version by Akori Honda played on Letters Versus Numbers. Loved the song. Read your review on the Kingdom Hearts piano collection and liked it. Quality writing and well thought out. I agree with you about The Other Promise, personal favourite of the album. Well, with that said, do you plan on having any more soundtrack album reviews coming your way? If you do, kindly hint at what it could be. P.S. If you liked Kingdom Hearts music, find and give a listen to Dramatica, the very best of Yoko Shinomura, That is, if you're into orchestral arrangement stuff, which is my forte and in listening and finding.
One, orchestral shit is like my thing. It's my favorite kind of video game
yeah,
music.
Yeah, so back off, VGT.
Oh my god, you have no idea.
This turf is taken.
Oh my lord, I love orchestral stuff. Yeah, I did actually take a look into the Dramatica album, and I love it. I think it's amazing. And that version of Other Promise has just made me love that song even more. If you guys haven't heard about it, definitely check up onto that.
I have an orchestras for chumps.
You're a chump. Anywho.
Ignore me. Don't rise to it, man. Don't
sucks.
Rise to it.
Anywho.
Be the bigger man.
They should just call them chumpestras.
Anywho. What was I going to say? Okay, to hint, I do want to write another album review. And I have a few things in mind. One in particular. Here's a hint. I'm going to it next week.
Here's a hint. I'm going to rate it out of 10. There's a twist.
What? No, I'm not.
I don't know.
Well, I could.
Some people will find that funny if they're on my wavelength. Some people will not. Such is the nature of comedy. It's a fickle mistress. I'm not even sure if this counts as comedy. Just because something's funny, does that mean it's comedy? I don't know.
I consider it comedy.
I think we just need to add that rim shot noise to the podcast, and then people will get it.
Or like a studio audience laughing.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah, like that.
Sign.
What?
Nothing. We have another email. This one is again aimed at you, Chibima.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Miss Popular now.
I know, right? Well, dear podcasters, as an avid listener to the quietest recorded podcast around, I find myself deeply offended by Chibima's feminist rantings about female gamers. Why can't female gamers be pretty? Is it because pretty girls can't be intelligent? Is that the implication being made here? I expect a full apology to be issued immediately to all good-looking girl gamers out there. Yours truly, PJT.
Ugly.
We're going to have a press conference for this.
Mm. Ugly people are chumps. That's what I think. No?
Yeah, let's be honest here.
Yeah, I mean...
Ugly people shouldn't be allowed to do anything, right?
The world would be a better
right?
place without them. One...
They should at least stop attracting attention to themselves.
Yeah, I know, right? Always, like, doing random weird shit just to, like, make it seem like they're better, but really, they're not.
I would like to point out that at the time of listening, PJT, Paul Turner, is my oldest friend, and it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Turner. Sorry I couldn't make it down. I was podcasting.
Turner, I don't give a crap if it's your birthday. You ain't never gonna get an apology from me. Because I never mentioned anything about girl gamers cannot be pretty.
You did. You, well...
No, I didn't.
No, not exactly. I don't
no.
know. This is the nature of politics, Chibima. People will take your words and twist them.
Yeah, I know. Like chumps.
Like chumps.
Like a certain birthday boy today. But anywho, no apology. My point was never that girl gamers cannot be pretty, and the world would be a better place without ugly people anyway.
Oh, Turner's adorable though. You know, we used to call him Toucan Turner. Because like when he started drinking, he would like drink two cans of beer and be like utterly wasted. And to be honest, the name like Toucan Turner was a bit flattering because like 1.5 can Turner. Didn't really roll off the tongue.
1.5. I think I'm gonna call him that for now.
Oh, Turner's my dude. I'm teasing because I'm an awful, awful person. But you're my boy. I love you. Anyway, and happy birthday. And tell Vicky hello. And tell her to listen to the fucking show. She should be emailing as well. Nobody knows what I'm talking about except this one guy. Who I know personally anyway. So this is good listening. Alright.
That's the nature of the podcast. We'll get to everybody soon.
One at a time.
if you want, like, time dedicated to you on the podcast, fucking email in. If you're bored of this shit, sort it out. It's in your hands. We take no responsibility.
You can also tweet us, too. We even added tweeting to the show. Just for
We're trying to help you.
Just for you. So.
Yes, you, Jeff.
What?
Oh, man. It's...
Bill, come on. I mean, you said you would email us. Come on.
Right.
I thought we were buds, yo.
Next email. This is from Neely.
Oh, God.
Neely's my favorite emailer now. He's like, it's been other people. At the moment, it's Neely. Right. Dear Letters versus Numbers, I'm a very disgruntled listener. I previously wrote you an email which informed you that I had been listening to your podcast in reverse order, which in my mind counted down to success. Well, it turns out your first episode is not at all what I built it up to be. Gino sounds like he has some sort of digitizing on his voice, and Mr. B is hard as hell to hear. This episode does not pass the Neely quality inspection. When I tune in to an LVN episode, I expect to hear nothing but the best in all aspects of quality. Also, where is Chibi Ma? In reverse order, she was added to your staff, then disappeared, making your podcast an hour-long noodle fest. If I wanted a noodle fest, I would have attended Noodle Fest. The song by Dan Plussard, however, was rocking and great. That boy has a future in the awesome industry ahead of him. Good shout. Dan Plussard's my boy. He's working on new material and gigging around Sheffield. So if any of you listeners are around Sheffield, check out one of his shows, because the Spheres of Chaos aren't gigging around there anymore. So if you're into them, follow Dan Plussard. It's like completely different music, but I like both, so you should. Anyway... The subject matter of the first episode, however, was right on point to what I expect from my weekly LVN. I have no idea what we talked about. Lastly, but not leastly, would you please pimp my DJ solo work on your show? On your show. He recently released a space-themed CD called Songs to Sing in Space, and it's freely downloadable at dougleenan.com. Bish bash boash Neely. Oh, he ended his email. Bish bash boash Neely.
Gay.
Shut up, Ma.
As for that solo album, I heartily endorse that album. I've probably listened to it like 5 times already.
Really?
Like, if I was in space, I would sing those songs.
But no one
I
would
sing them on Earth already.
Alright, well, I'll have to check that out, and we might play it next episode if it is good. This next episode, this next email is from Neely. It's a PDF. Is this the picture?
Oh, God.
I believe so.
What picture? Oh.
It's not the report. It's the...
Oh, yeah, it's that cool picture where, for some reason, I'm the shortest.
Oh, yeah.
And your rabbit earring us both, Ma.
Huh? Yeah, that's how I roll. You know I totally do that in real life, too.
It's the Letters versus Numbers way. I've rabbit-eared. Who have I rabbit-eared in photographs? I've gotten Gino...
You rabbit-eared at last year's
I've got Gino and Whitey Cracker, which I think is a pretty good pair.
They were some of the most serious rabbit ears I ever saw. Like, you were straining yourself.
What?
I took that shit seriously.
You're like, this is serious business, guys.
It was. That shit causes wars.
I gotta focus real hard here.
I was trying to look serious so nobody realized it was me rabbit earing.
Except everyone else was not serious.
Don't worry, guys. I've been practicing my technique. People will get rabbit eared. Don't you worry. Right. The final email from Jenny Johnson. Dear Letters versus Numbers, I'd like to let you know that I approve of the name of your podcast for the following reason. In the battle between Letters versus Numbers, there can be no clear winner, keeping your listeners intrigued and coming back for more. If your podcast were called Lions vs. Zebras or Titanic vs. Iceberg, no one would listen. However, if you decide to change your name, may I suggest on these new, equally unsolvable titles. Fruits vs. Vegetables, Sneakers vs. Socks, New Year's vs. St. Patty's Day, Trees vs. Shrubs. Warmest regards, Jenny.
New Year's, over.
Fruits, sneakers, shrubs, and I forgot what the other one was.
New Year's versus St. Patrick's Day.
And New Year's. Those are the sides I'm taking.
No, I agree
with... I'll defend them to the death.
I go vegetables, sneakers, New Year's, trees.
I go fruits, socks, New Year's, and trees.
Really? You go socks over sneakers?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to defend your position.
I thought I knew you.
What the hell? Socks are more comfortable.
Yeah, but you can't go outside in just them.
Go outside?
I'm not wearing socks right now.
Me neither, actually.
There you go.
But you can't wear tennis shoes without socks, because that's just freaking gross.
I'm wearing tennis shoes.
Ew.
But, like, the saying goes, walk a mile in his shoes, not socks.
How do you know? I'm going to start that from now on. Walk a mile in his socks.
We'll see how that takes on. Speaking of socks, let's play a song.
Okay. What should we play?
When you said okay, it made me want to sing, "And Are You Okay?" Like the Michael Jackson song, and it occurs to me we could have maybe played one of the million Michael Jackson songs that have recently came out.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Oops.
Right, because he, like, died or something.
Yeah, he really died.
like super died.
Like, he is not coming back.
Like Ares died. Like, he can't Phoenix down this shit.
No.
It's not Ares!
Eric?
It's Eric.
It's Eric.
When Eric died.
Shut up! It's Eric.
We need to play a song because I need to pee. N2P.
No, you don't need to play. Now, anywho.
No, N2P means need to pee.
No, because there's L2P, which means learn to play. If you replace the L with an N, it's need to play.
Listen, right? My internet acronym that I have invented is useful. You're just hating on it out of spite, Kibima.
No.
Yeah, like, I thought it meant need second player. Like, dude, I'm playing Contra,
yeah.
N2P.
See, your new acronym just confuses people. It doesn't help anything.
Oh, dude, I played Contra. I played Contra for the first time in my life, like, yesterday. That shit is hard.
Sad. But yes, it is hard. But badass at the same time.
Yeah.
It is, exactly. Like, I've never played a game that's, like, so immediately infuriating, but I want to keep playing because it's so hardcore. I like the little short robot thing. That one's my favorite.
Anywho. Song.
I'm out of songs. I have no more left.
Okay. Gino, I think we should play one of yours. What do you have left?
We could go with some Jay Tholen, I say.
Okay, let's do that. So you talk about that for a little
bit. Jay Tholen is like some avant-garde stuff. Like, he plays every style of music possible. I got into him obviously because he played chiptune, made one of the best chiptune albums ever, but then he got into like some remixing kind of bargain bin DJ stuff, and this is from that album called Transistor, and this song is called The Whistleblower. We'll be right back.
Her heart underneath cries quietly. This part of me I choose not to see. What lives must I take for fealty's sake? How much blood must stain this warrior's blade? War leaves its trail in moonlight so pale. Its shadows they flow in rivers and rivers. So put on my mask, I'll go where they ask. So I might once again see the roses of May, staining my soul and stinging my eyes. The red on my hands will wash away, wash away. Nowhere to run from what I have done. I'm no longer, no longer.
Remix by a girl named Kate the Great 19. And first off, I chose the song because I've currently been in like in a Final Fantasy mood, like I'm always in the Final Fantasy mood, but because of Meet Nobu I decided to choose a Final Fantasy song, so none other than something from my favorite game, which is Final Fantasy 9. And it's a remix of one of my favorite pieces from the game. It's called, well, it's got two names. that's also, it's called Loss of Me, and it's also called Rose of May. And this girl named Kate the Great does remixes of video game music. Like, she actually writes lyrics and, like, applies them to, like, certain pieces of video game tracks.
Okay.
So she made a remix of Rose of May. And the lyrics is supposed to be based off of one of the characters from the game called General Beatrix. And which makes total sense, because if any of you have played FF9, and if you haven't, you totally should, anything that deals with General Beatrix, usually that song plays. And it's a really cool song. I love it. I love the Celtic feel to it. And she has a really, really good voice. Like, oh my god. Like, I would totally, like...
She has an,
like,
uncanny voice.
I would, like...
Like...
Hmm?
It's stirring.
I would totally, like, buy her, like, album. If she ever made
I would
made
buy
one.
Her face.
I thought Ma was gonna say she would buy her vocal cords.
I would totally buy her vocal cords, too.
Or buy her tongue.
Buy her tongue.
Not for dirty things, for singing.
For beautiful things.
Yes.
Oh, my lord. Speaking...
That's not to say dirty things can't be beautiful.
Very true.
Or beautiful things can't be dirty.
Very true.
Touché. Touché.
Speaking of Final Fantasy music, I just ordered...
That's your catchphrase.
What?
Speaking of Final Fantasy music,
I just ordered a Final Fantasy piano collection book, because A, I wanted an FF collection book, and B, I wanted something that Nobu could possibly sign, and I'm like, what could he sign? I don't want him to sign a video game per se, so I decided to have him sign a piano book instead, because that makes more sense. I'm excited, and I should be getting that in the mail sometime next week. Hopefully before I leave for my trip. I'm hoping. Where I'm ordering it is from Colorado, so, which isn't too far from Montana.
Where
Whitey Cracker is going to mail that to you.
Yeah.
Whitey Cracker's from Colorado?
Yes.
Oh, wow. No
you know.
Idea.
I've just
I
noticed...
I just imagine, like, you hand it...
No, sorry,
like,
go
he handed it to Nobuo to sign, and then he, like, opened it up, like, no, no, this is all wrong, like, crossing things out, correcting the notes.
Hands it back to me, I've got, like, little, like, notes on the side, and, like, notes added in and stuff.
And it's like little the actual book was right, but somehow Whitey Cracker figured out how to hack literature. I'm still waiting by the 8-bit phone. That's a...
Is it plugged in, at least?
No. It's still not plugged in. This is a joke for long-time listeners. I love you, Evermiss.
I don't get it.
Looks like someone needs to go through the archives.
Word.
I'm sorry!
Neely did it.
I don't have time, like Neely does.
You are this close to being replaced by Neely. You don't
even
know.
We're just gonna put a wig on that kid.
We've got him on retainer. We've started paying him. He's so close.
He makes double what Ma makes already.
Your show's gonna fail.
It probably will. Everyone listens for Ma now.
Yeah.
No one listens for me.
I miss being the popular one. Should I start singing again?
No, please. Don't.
Fine. I thought I got a text message, but it was just my phone telling me I ran out of battery. That was an awful laugh. Why would you laugh so hard at that? You cruel, cruel woman.
Oh, shut up. You're the one who's all like, you're so close to being replaced by Neely. You're so close. That's a horrible thing to say to me. It's a low blow.
Well, you know
you're
what
loose
I
cannon.
Have to say?
You're hanging on by a thread.
You know what I have to say in response to that, Ma?
What?
Yeah.
We got a tweet.
Thank God, because I'd gone down to burp jokes.
We got a tweet from someone called Pugs the Big. And he says, letters versus numbers, awesome, as always. Keep it up. Luck to all.
Cool.
Thanks, Pugs.
I have no idea who that guy is. Click his name.
I will.
Let's find out. This is the Letters versus Numbers expose on Pug the Big.
Hold up. Let's see. There's no information about him. He's got what looks like a mohawk. He knows Hex. He knows Con Yeezy.
What does he tend to tweet about?
Gigahertz.
He's a Nerdcore fan?
He's leaving for Florida in less than a week.
Oh, he must be going Nerdapalooza.
He just bought a PS3.
Sweet.
He's tweeted at Nerdapalooza. He's tweeted at MC Lars. Mega Ran. MC Gigahertz. Funky 49.
Pugs the Big, tweet at It's Mr. B and tell me when you get in at Nerdapalooza. I'll buy you a drink. You see, this is what happens when you tweet in to us. This shit could happen.
We talk about you specifically.
Word.
You get your little 5-10 minutes of fame through us.
Through our 78 to 102 listeners.
Now everyone will know who Pugs the Big is. They'll be like, "Ooh, I'll follow that guy." Letters versus numbers talked about him.
I wish I had a mohawk. I'm gonna get a tattoo, though.
What definitely. Tattoo?
We have another tweet from Error, and I like this one. This one made me laugh. It says, at L versus N, bots keep RTing my RT and each other's RTs of my RT of MCRT's penis monologues tweet.
Lolorific?
What?
I love Error. I officially have decided on this.
I can't wait to high-five that guy.
I'm gonna, like, jump up in the air, high-five him. That's how exciting it'll be.
Oh, word. Geez. Oh, jeez. I wanna go now. Ugh. Are we gonna be able to podcast?
We'll figure something out. We'll do it off the cuff, as always.
Okay. Because I wanna podcast while you guys are there. And you guys have to call me while you're there, too.
I,
of course,
won't be able to.
You don't have my
number.
I'll
call you from Gino's phone.
Okay. Call me and tell me funny stories. And then I'll sit here all alone by myself in the stick cam room with no one else to talk to.
You're alone.
Even though you'll be in Seattle.
You are all
yeah,
by
but
yourself.
That's only for like... Wait. What days exactly is Nerdapalooza?
Oh my god. During the song break, I didn't pee, and I'm really regretting it. Oh.
Who says you can't pee?
So,
right
Ma,
now?
Tell me again. So, Ma, hum the entire FF9 soundtrack now.
You guys are jerks. Right, listen, letters versus numbers listeners. I recently, right? Relaunched my music profile. Like, it's a work in progress. I've changed my rapper name, and I deleted all my comments, and I've, like, deleted a lot of the content on my... Shut up, Ma. I've deleted all the content and stuff, and I was like, yes, fresh play. I'm gonna look, like, attractive to booking agents. I'm gonna have all this good shit going on. And all I have on my comments page are fucking Gino Boost and Chibi Ma saying jump over and over again. I hate you guys.
Wait, I gotta get out to the next song.
No, yeah. What's the next song? What's the next? Right, the next song is by the Megas, who are playing at Nerdapalooza, and it's a good song. And you know what I'm gonna do? Because you can't argue with the status quo that we've put down, or people complain. So this is the Megas with Man on Fire Dash Heat Man, Bish Bash Bosh. We're out. Suck on that, Chibi Ma and Gino Boost. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Thank you. flame and crimson stone. In robot hell, I'm not alone. In my mind, I hear the voices cry. I've made them a promise that Mega Man died. Can you feel the fire? Can you see the seas burn? From the depths of hell I call your name. Can you feel the heat? The time has come for the world to burn. This time you're all gonna learn. The countless slain scream out in searing pain. Their souls and their ashes are all.
That was awesome. Alright, I'm gonna hit stop now. Word.